Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hold on. To hold on to God and never leave you. Come on, somebody. Trust him when you can't trace him. He will set you free. Come on. Glory to God. Don't let go of God's hand. Amen. Hold on. Hold on in all your might. Praise God. Welcome. Amen. Praise God this morning. Amen. To our power and praise with no other than the one and only. Amen. Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Good morning, soldiers. Amen. We thank and praise God this morning for you. Praise God. I don't know where you're at right now, praise God, but just keep on praising them. Keep on giving them glory. Keep on lifting him up on today. Amen. As we command our morning with this morning glory. Come on, somebody. Morning glory. With this morning glory service. Amen. Praise God. We bless and praise God this morning. Amen. I'm going to pray, and we're going to see what the Holy Spirit is going to say to us today, how he's going to minister to us. And this is the time, amen, to command your day, to line up with the will of the Lord. Amen. To line up with what he wants you to do. And if you stay with God, he will get you to your destiny. Amen. Praise God. There's no other way that we're going to make it. Amen. Praise God. We have to stay with the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come and we bless your holy name for who you are, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, as I come, God, this morning, Lord God, I'm asking, Father, that you have created me a clean heart, God, and renew, God, a right spirit within me, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, Father God, for thy people, God, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you would touch them from the crown of their head, God, to the very soul, God, of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, thank you, Lord God, that they woke up this morning, Lord God, hallelujah, ready, God, for a fresh word, a new word, a word of glory, straight from the heavenlies, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, I praise you, I glorify you, I lift you up, God, on today, Lord God, because you are God all by yourself, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as I come today, Lord God, I pray, God, that there be no interference, God, with the radio station on today, God, that your word, God, will go out in power and authority, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I'm asking, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, that you have your way within me, God, today, Lord God, that you will move self out the way, God, curling out the way, God, that the Holy Ghost can take his place, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for wisdom. I pray for knowledge. I pray for the understanding, God, even deeper of your word, God, to be able to, God, to divide the word of truth, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you. I praise you. I glorify you, God. Now, bless thy people. Open up their heart. Open up their mind. Open up their spirit, God, today to receive that which you have for them today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you. I praise you. I glorify you. And I lift you up. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Today, I want to talk to us. Today, hallelujah, when Jesus rewrites your story, when Jesus rewrites your story, because we know that everyone, amen, has a story, amen, praise God, and some stories, amen, we might be in the midst of turmoil, we might be in the midst of affliction, we might be in a good season, amen, praise God, we might be in a summer season, a winter season, we don't know, amen, praise God, but we know that Jesus is the best author that's ever written anything, praise God, hallelujah, and when he comes to write your story, praise God, hallelujah, I'm going to speak it in the name of Jesus that it will be the best seller on the shelf, amen, praise God, hallelujah, because why? Because Jesus is going to stop by, amen, to interrupt our lives, amen, that he may counsel some things in and take some things out. He be adding some things in, praise God, hallelujah. So I want to talk to us today, praise God, how Jesus can rewrite our story, amen. And when I thought about rewriting the story, write something again or so as to alter or to improve it. So we know that, praise God, when Jesus comes to write some things about our lives, amen, praise God, hallelujah, that things begin to change in our life. It's just like somebody writing a song, praise God, and hallelujah, glory to his name. And we you hear the song, but it's something missing. Have you ever seen a artist, amen, praise God, and a songstress, amen, they know what the sound they want to hear, praise God, hallelujah. That sound is not there. Then they say, no, that's scratching. Something is missing. Might be a beat. It might be a word, praise God. But Jesus, when Jesus does it, amen, praise God, hallelujah, it will be the best song ever. It will be the best story ever, praise God, to make a revision of something or to revise something, amen, in our lives. And this is what Jesus is telling us today, because on yesterday, I just began to just get into the Spirit of God and to hear what he wanted me to bring forth to you today and to encourage you. And because there's so much things that's going on all around us, and we have to know that Jesus is still on the throne. He's still, amen, praise God, hallelujah, rooting for his people. He's still, amen, praise God, watching over us, protecting us, and shielding us. And so today, he wants to talk to us, coming from John, the fifth chapter. Go with me there. John, the fifth chapter, verses 1-9, amen, praise God. And whatever Jesus has done, amen, praise God, just define that for John 5:1-9, praise God. But I want to say something, amen, as you're getting the scriptures, praise God, whatever Jesus has done for you is worth talking about, because Jesus has not done, come on somebody, for you, whatever he has done for you, to be quiet and to reserve. Because why? Because when Jesus does what he does not do it for nothing. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. So he wants the praises of his people. Let them know, praise God, Lord, I thank you, God, that you have done great things in my life, and you have set the table, yes, God, before my enemies, God. You have blessed me in the presence of them, God. You have made me the head, God. You have done great things. These are things that God wants us to give him glory for, amen. He just don't do things, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, for us to keep it to ourselves, amen. When he rewrites our story, he wants us to testify of the goodness of him, amen, praise God. There is so much things in the land, but a lot of people are just patting themselves on the back, but it's that's not what he wants, praise God. He wants us, amen, to give him the glory, amen, praise God. When he brings you out, amen, of a hard trial, you give him the glory, amen. When you don't have anything to eat, and he supplies your every need, and you give him the glory. When you didn't have no clothes on your back, and you know that he did it, he supplied your every need, then you give him the glory. Come on, somebody. We have to give God the glory. When he rewrites our story, we got to go tell somebody about it. Come on, somebody. Let's go tell somebody about it. Amen. Praise God. But let me go to John 5, praise God, hallelujah, 1-9. It says, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay great multitudes of impotent folks. And they couldn't walk, and praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, of blind and halt and withered, amen, waiting for the movement of the water, praise God, hallelujah. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water, whosoever then first after the troubling of the water steps in was made whole of whatever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, he knew that he had been a long time in that case. He said unto him, "Will thou be made whole?" Come on, somebody, it's a question. He asked him, "Will thy be made whole?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said unto him, "Rise, rise, rise, come on, rise, take up thy bed and walk." Immediately, the man was made whole, and he took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. The word of God for the children and for us today, the children of God, very briefly, if it could get a amen or not, praise God, hallelujah. You know, the sanctified church, amen, say hallelujah, and some of them does not, praise God, hallelujah. But that's why I'm saying something today, praise God, hallelujah, because hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. I want to reason with you on the thought, when Jesus rewrites your story. We nod, we shake our head, and all those things, amen. But my brothers and my sisters, whatever Jesus has done for you is worth talking about, because Jesus has not done for you whatever he has done for you to be quiet and reserved. Somebody say quiet and reserved. Because when Jesus does what he does not do it for nothing. But he does it that mankind may report it, that Jesus rewrote our story. Come on, come on, come on. Let's talk today, praise God, hallelujah. Therefore, whatever Jesus has done for you is worth talking about. Amen, hallelujah. If the Lord has answered your prayers, amen, come on, somebody. Lift your burdens. He lift your burdens, and come on, somebody. And those he didn't lift, he gave strength to bear, amen, bear your burdens, amen, praise God. If the Lord has led you into the green pastures of plenty and to walk with you beside the still waters of peace, amen, praise God. Prepare the table for you before your enemies, praise God, your haters, amen, amen. He dried your tears or mended your broken heart or made a way out of nowhere or come on, somebody, or made your enemies your footstool. Give him the praise, amen, that's due to him, praise God. Somebody say, give him the praise. Give him the praise, the glory. Jesus rewrote your story. A lot of times we don't look at it. We look at, praise God, hallelujah, just going through life and just going through life. But sometimes we have to be still and know that he is God, and he's God alone, praise God. And he can do anything at the blink of an eye. He can change your story just like that, a snap of the fingers, praise God, a blink of the eye, praise God, hallelujah. Just by him standing up and giving you a standing ovation of what you have been through, and he'll bring you through. He'll give you a restoration. He was restoring your life, praise God. This is what he's doing, praise God. He, and you look at what he said, I'll bring you by the still waters, and I'll give you the peace that you need, and I'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies, and I'll dry your tears, and I'll mend your broken heart, and I'll make a way out of nowhere, and I'll even make your enemies your footstool, praise God, hallelujah, and I'll make your enemies be at peace with thee. In the text before us, Jesus, we write the story of a man who was lame, and glory to God, glory to God. And by doing so, he reveals to us his power over time, praise God, because this man, praise God, was been there for a long time, praise God, because this man had been in a sad condition, for 38 years in a condition. This condition was older than Jesus' time here on earth. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The record revealed that Jesus is on his way, amen, to the feast of the Jews, for he had just rewrote. Come on, somebody say, rewrote the story of the nobleman's son and Cana and Galilee by speaking life into the son, amen, in the situation about 20 miles, amen, ago. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's traveling. Somebody say he's traveling. He's traveling to my house. He's traveling to where I'm at. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's coming to see about us. Come on, somebody. Here. And John says that he enters Jerusalem by the sheep gate. And there by the sheep gate was a pool called Bethesda. And at the pool was several groups of people who was blind and halt and withered. But Jesus saw a certain man. Amen. Praise God. And rewrite his story. For this man is in a situation that only the Lord can fix. Somebody shout right there, praise God. Only God can fix the situation, praise God. Hallelujah. And I wonder, is there anybody, glory to God, here that ever found yourself in some situation in life that only the Lord can fix? Amen. It is a truth to be told, praise God. Hallelujah. Only God can do it. Somebody shout right there. Only God can fix my situation right now, praise God. Hallelujah. He stops by. He sees this man. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just laying there all these years. He's been, oh, come on, Shanda. He's been there. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he's waiting to be put in, because every time he get ready to get into the water, praise God, somebody else began to jump in, praise God, before him. So he never got there. Praise God. But one day, somebody shout, one day Jesus stops by. Jesus stopped by. Somebody said, Jesus is stopping by my situation right now. Jesus is moving, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, upon the land today, praise God. He's stopping by to bring forth restoration in the lives of his people, praise God. He's restoring back the glory. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, that the enemy tried to steal from the people of God. I hear you, Holy Spirit. He's restoring the glory. My God, I give you glory today. He's restoring the glory that the enemy has tried to steal from his people. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And God is moving upon the earth right now. Praise God. In the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of war, in the midst of famine, in the midst of fires, in the midst of volcanoes, he's still yet moving for his people. That's why God says, they go to Moshanda, that we have to stay focused in the hour. Praise God. Because in the midst of all this, he's putting things in place for his people. He's restoring the glory back to his people. My God, I give you glory. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. This is not Carolyn speaking. This is not Apostle speaking. This is not Doctor speaking. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. He's restoring the glory back to his people. My God, I give you glory. Yes, my God, I give you glory. Thank you, Lord, that you're restoring the glory back to your people, God. Hallelujah. Whatever the enemy is trying to steal, God is restoring the glory by my share. He's bringing us into a place, amen, that we're going to be rejoicing in the things of him, praise God. He's bringing us into a place, amen, that we know that he is God. He's bringing us back in the place, amen, praise God, that he said when you're on to the bottom, he's bringing you to the top. Oh, my Shanda, when you're think that you have famine, praise God, he's getting ready to bless that. He's getting ready to put a rewrite. Oh yes, Holy Spirit, he's rewriting your story. He's rewriting your story. I hear you, Holy Ghost. Ah, Yekwabo Shanda, he is rewriting your story. My God, I give you glory. We don't know. It might Somebody might be sick in their body, praise God. It might be someone who has been struggling for a long time, praise God, struggling with financial issues or struggling with legal issues or struggling, Holy Spirit, with a wayward child, praise God. It might be somebody struggling, amen, with demonic forces, amen, coming at them from attacks from the pit of hell, praise God, hallelujah. And the word that God has for us today, he is about to rewrite the story of his people because he's about to flip the script in the story. Amen. Notice here, praise God, the man at the pool had been there 38 years, a long time, praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. He's been sitting, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, and his story had been sad for 38 years. How many, praise God, been sitting in affliction for a long time, praise God, Hamashanda. But God is getting ready to restore the glory back to his people. My God, I give you glory. But Jesus passing by the sheep gate just to rewrite this story, praise God. Well, the first thing to notice, amen, the Lord posed the question to him. He asked the man, do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be made whole today, praise God? Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, God, opposite of the word shattered in short, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Jesus is saying to him, I can see that your life has been shattered for 38 years, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. But God, he's getting ready to put things back together. My God, I give you glory. He's getting ready, praise God, to rewrite the story. Amen. When Jesus stopped by, glory to God, glory to God. Somebody shout right there. He's getting ready to rewrite, praise God. He's getting ready to show forth his glory. He's getting ready, glory to God, to lift us up, praise God. There's a lifter anointed. There's a lifted anointing that God is getting ready to pour upon his people. He's getting ready to know, my God, lift them up out of sackcloth and ashes, bringing them out of a place, amen, of affliction. Glory to God, glory to God. Somebody say trouble don't last always. Jesus coming back to rewrite what he said he's going to do. He promised us, praise God. And some of you, praise God, got things written out that God said he's going to do for you. Hold on, soldiers, hold on, because surely it shall come to pass what God has spoken over your life, praise God. God is going to do that what he say he's going to do, praise God. But are you ready for me to take the shattered pieces and transform you into a masterpiece? And that's what he's saying to us today. He's ready, praise God, to turn it into a masterpiece. When he rewrites something, praise God, it is going to be the bestseller that ever written. Yes, Holy Spirit, you might have been afflicted for a long time, but I hear the Holy Spirit say, oh my God, I give you glory. It's going to change, it's going to change, it's going to change. I am going to take those shattered pieces out of your life, praise God, and I'm rebuilding a masterpiece out of your life, praise God, hallelujah. Somebody shout right there and give God the glory. Masterpiece. He's speaking about the masterpiece, but the shocker is, instead of the man saying yes, amen, he begins to focus on his past, which suggests that he is not ready to get up because he had become content with his past. Don't never come content with where you're at right now, praise God. He looked back into his past. If you read the story, praise God, I've been sitting here long time. I've been in this state for a long time. Oh, God ain't never going to do this. Oh, God ain't never going to do that. Oh, God ain't never going to bring it past. Oh, he told me this, but it never happened yet, praise God. We're going to the past. But God says, Amoshan, Jesus is going to rewrite your story today, praise God. It's a time of restoration. You're getting restored. And that's why the fire has been turned up upon the people. That's why the fire of that's why the fire has been turned up, praise God, because God is getting ready to do something spectacular. Jesus is getting ready to do something spectacular. The Holy Ghost is going to lead you and guide you. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. All those shattered pieces. Oh, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, people of God. There's going to be a restoration. There's going to be God tell you, Bushanda, as he has spoken. I am returning my glory back to my people. They're going to know that I am God. In the Bible, they showed you, praise God, that Israel was going through turmoil after turmoil after turmoil. But God promised them that they would get to the promised land. They might have had to go through some things, go through the rocks, go through the wilderness, go without eating, go moshanda yekoyadabashanda. But the thing is that it got them to the promised land. And I promise you today that the Holy Ghost is speaking to you today that you're going to make it. He is taking all the shattered pieces of your life and putting them back together that you may run on with the things of God in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I give you glory. He looked back in his past. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, amen, I don't want you to go nowhere. Praise God. That's where, glory to God. We don't want to look to the past of all the past stuff that we went through. Some of those things was not good. So God said, turn the page today. Turn the page. It's going to be a bestseller. Come on, somebody. I'm returning my glory back to my people. Yes, Holy Spirit, I thank you this morning, God, for the word that you're preaching this morning, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're fixing our heart, God. All the shattered pieces that you're bringing back together, God. You're putting us back together for your glory, God, that we may bring forth praises to your people, God. In the name of Jesus, don't you go nowhere. You are on the hour of power and praise with no other than the one and only. Amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. God bless ya. Rewrite your story, but the text also suggests that what used to make you cry in the past, Jesus will give you a reason to shout about it. Amen. Praise God. In your future, praise God. Notice. Amen. Jesus didn't just tell the man to rise, but he told him to rise and take up his bed and with them, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank God for that. Praise God. Take up thy bed with him. Praise God. And see, my brothers and my sisters, all the ones around the world, the bed had been a sore spot for him. Praise God. It's been a place, amen, that he just laid down. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. But because the bed held 38 years of tears and hurt and pain, but Jesus tells him to take up his bed. Whatever pain in you today, praise God. Whatever discouraging you today, take up thy bed, praise God. Oh my God, equable Shanda, there is some things that hurt so bad in life, praise God, that you don't understand, praise God. Why am I in this situation? Why am I hurting like this? Why is I struggling like this? Why is I battling like this? But Jesus said, praise God, he's on his way, praise God, to rewrite your story. He's going to bring the glory back into your life, praise God, the glory that you may tell the story. Amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So here, and the reason why, for 38 years, the bed carried him. But when Jesus rewrote his story, now he's carrying the bed, and in other words, what used to make him cry, praise God, would now be the source of his shout, praise God. And that's how does it, praise God. He switches our story. He rewrites our story. Whatever made you cry in the past, whatever's making you cry right now, whatever you're going through right now, whatever things that you cannot see, praise God, and you're unsure of, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, Jesus is going to make it plain for you. I hear you, God. There's going to be clarity, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, I decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus that you shall receive clarity in the name of Jesus, because every time he would look at the bed, he remind him of how Jesus rewrote his story. It remind him what Jesus had done, what Jesus was doing, and what Jesus would continue to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, it's all about Jesus anyway. Praise God. It was never about us. Praise God. Our life is not even about us. Our story is not about us. It is for somebody else. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Whatever you're going through, the pain, the disappointment, the doubt, this discouragement. Praise God. Hallelujah. Not being healed yet, not being delivered yet. Your story is going to tell the story. Amen. Praise God. God is going to give you such a story to tell the people what he has done in your life. Praise God. Yes, 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 you are on the hour of power and praise. And yes, we are going to give God the praise. Yes, we are going to give God the glory. Yes, we are going to have a new shout in our feet. Yes, we are going to have a new dance in our feet. Yes, we are going to have new glory over our lives. Praise God. Because when it's all said and done, praise God. He said, pick up thy bed and walk. Praise God. Hallelujah. Get out of that bed of affliction. Get out of that doubt. Get out of that pain. Get out of all that stuff. Get a new burst in the Lord. Praise God. Because God is going to rewrite some things in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I give you glory this morning. I give you glory. I give you glory. Here. Hallelujah. Because we serve a God who takes the problems of our past and make it become the source of our praise in the future. Well, not only will Jesus flip the script in your story and take what used to make you cry in the past and give you the reason to shout about it, praise God, in your future, but the text also suggests that when Jesus rewrites your story, you have to tell it, praise God. Somebody say, I got to tell it. Once he healed the man, left the presence of Jesus, he made his way to the temple. On his way to the temple, the Jews were saying to him that it was not permissible for him to be carrying the burdens of the pallet on the Sabbath day, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He had carried the burdens of his sickness for 38 years, and no one criticized him for carrying that burden. Now, and oh, Shia, ain't that something, praise God? Nobody had nothing to say, praise God. When he was in his bed of affliction, when everything was going wrong in the man's life, praise God, all of a sudden now, praise us up, praise God, out of all those ashes, all those things, all that bed of affliction. And here comes the enemy, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. How many know, praise God, some people don't want you to get out of that place, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. But I'm here to tell you today, praise God, your story is going to change, praise God. Hallelujah. But listen. But just when he started to carry that, was a visible reminder of his past. The religious hypocrites began to criticize. This healed man did not put his pallet down. He told the Jews that he was following the commands of the man who had healed him. If Jesus had the authority to call sickness out of this man's body, he also had the authority to tell the man what to do on the Sabbath day. After all, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. And Jesus is the master of the Sabbath. Come on, somebody. Once this healed man met Jesus in the temple, he began to confess him before men. He left the temple and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. Oh, my God, I give you glory. There is times in our lives, amen, praise God. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that we're going to have to muster up some boldness in our lives. Amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. In the midst of all the healing, in the midst of all that, here comes the hypocrite. Oh, you can't do that on a Sabbath day, praise God. But Jesus said, I'm Lord of the Sabbath. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Jesus healed the man. The man began to confess him and tell everybody about it. You know, sometimes, praise God, how we have to learn how to give God the praises when he does anything in our lives, praise God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. There is times in our lives, amen, praise God, yes, God, that we have to give God the glory. See, God wants us to give him the glory, that he continue, amen, to bless us and bless us and bless us and bless us over and over. He likes us to lift him up, praise God. Have you ever noticed that you're talking about Jesus, amen, and you're talking to somebody, praise God, and all of a sudden Jesus shows up in the midst of a conversation. He began to speak to us and do all matters of great things for our lives, amen. But God says today, people of God, that I'm returning my glory back to my people, praise God, hallelujah. And you shall praise me in the middle of everything that you're going through, praise God, because you're coming out with a new story, praise God. Jesus turned the things around for the man, afflicted for 38 years, and all of a sudden the man gets up and begins to walk and go tell about Jesus. God is going to give us such a testimony, praise God. Come on, somebody say, I'm going to testify of the goodness of the Lord. There shall be some testimonies, praise God. He said, because I'm returning my glory back to my people, all the ones that stood for me, all the ones that have been in the basement praying. Oh, come on, somebody, glory to God, glory to God. All the ones that went through the affliction, oh, glory to God, without complaining, praise God. All the ones, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, didn't even have nothing to eat, but they still gave God the praises. Walked and praise God. Not no car, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, but they still gave God the praises, Lord, my son. You got to learn, praise God, to give God the glory in the midst of all the affliction. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. Because what he's doing, amen, he's turning things around for our good. Come on, somebody. Say, he's turning around for our good, praise God. So if you're going through something with your husband, he's turning around for your good. Come on, somebody. If you're going through with your wife, praise God, he's turning around for your good, praise God. If you're going through something with your children, he's turning around for your good. Come on, somebody. If you're going through, praise God, in your family, he's turning around for your good. If you're going through things in your ministry, he's turning around for your good. On your job, he's turning around for your good. In your career, he's turning around for your your good, and your finances. He's turning around for your good. Come on, somebody, stop right there. He's turning around for my good. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, in my home, he's turning around for my good. In my health, he's turning around for my good. I shall testify. I shall testify. Come on, somebody, shout with me. I shall testify, because the glory of the Lord has risen upon me, and he shall shine upon me. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Come on and shout with me this morning. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, because things are changing for your good. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We bless and praise God on today. Hallelujah. He is the Lord of restoration. Hallelujah. All we got to do is continue to declare, amen, signs and wonders shall follow. Amen. Hallelujah. You have been on the hour of power and praise. Hallelujah. With no other than the one and only. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I feel good in my spirit, y'all. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you are blessed today. Praise God. I pray, glory to God, that God has given you a reason to smile today, no matter what's going on in your life. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. You got to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because God is going to bless. Amen. Praise God. He's restoring. He's restoring. Somebody say he's restoring. He is restoring. He is restoring. God is going to help you, praise God, through all that you're going through. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Don't throw the towel in yet, praise God. Your story, your story, your story is getting ready to change, because the glory of God has arisen upon you. Hallelujah. It is time, amen, that God says, open heaven, open heaven, open heaven. And we know that when open heaven, heaven comes, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that God can do anything but fail. Praise God. With that being said, amen, I'm going to pray, and I pray, glory to God, glory to God. This morning, glory service has blessed you this morning, because truly it has blessed me this morning, because the Holy Ghost took over. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, he wants all the glory, y'all, because he's going to change and rewrite your story. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come and we give you glory, God, today. We lift you up, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, because you are God all by yourself, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory, 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 Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you are God all by yourself, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father God, that you'll continue, God, to move by your mighty power, God, in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you'll continue to have your way, Father God, in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move for your people, Father God, today, Lord God. Breathe, breathe, breathe on them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, a fresh new anointing, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Ah, yes, God, a wind of change to come into the lives of the people, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, 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 God, where there is sickness, God, bring healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, where there is famine, God, bring more than enough for them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just bless you, Father God, for what you're getting ready to do, God. Oh, Father, you said you're returning your glory back to your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory, God, today, Father God, knowing that, God, that you are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the rain, the rain, the rain. Yes, Holy Spirit, I hear you, God. The rain that's falling. falling upon us right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, the rain of blessings, God, yes, Holy Spirit. The rain of deliverance, God, we thank you right now, God. The rain of healing, Father God, we thank you right now, God. The rain of more than enough, Father God, we thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, Father. We give you glory. We give you glory, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, God, rain on us, God, today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, rain on the double shana, yet another double shana. Your glory on us, God, today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Father God, as we command our day today, Lord God, to line up with thy will, God. Direct our every step, God, today, God. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, speak to us, God. Walk with us, talk with us, God. Oh, God, make every crooked thing straight in our lives, oh, God. Oh, God, that you can get the glory out of our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we lift you up, God, today, Lord God, because we know that you are God all by yourself, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, bless every home that's represented here today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, walk through these houses, God, yes, Holy Spirit, God. Walk through our houses, God, today, glory to God. Oh, God, sanctify our homes, God, today, Father God. Oh, God, dispatch the angels of the Lord, Father God. Oh, God, you said, Lord God, dispatch the angels, God, yes, Holy Spirit, to go to our homes today, Lord God. Oh, God, we put our angels to work today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, from the front to the back, upside down, God. Oh, come on, shake for you, up and down, Father God, in the Lord God, all around the house, Father God. Oh, God, send your angels of protection around us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, send the angels, God, of ministering angels, God, to minister to us, God, today, Lord God. Oh, God, send the financial angels, God, to us, God. Oh, God, send the healing angels, God, to us, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for that which you're going to do, God, on today, Lord God. Now, God, as we rest in you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, oh, God, pour into us, God, today. Let us rest in you, God. Let us have peace in you, God. You said peace that surpasses all understanding, oh, God, that keep our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, give us peace. Give us peace on today, Father God, knowing that you're working it out for our good, God, that you are getting ready to rewrite our story, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. And, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you said let this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, give us the mind of Christ on today, Father God. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, help us to, yes, God, pick up our bed, Lord God, today. Everything that comes to afflict us, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, my shake, and we thank you, Father, for what you're going to do, what you already done, God. Oh, God, how you're going to bring the past, God. Everything that you have spoken over our lives, God. God, move speedily, God. Oh, God, accelerate speed, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, we thank you for the promises of God. Amen. Praise God. We thank you, Lord God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, my God. With exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let us say amen, amen, and amen. Amen and amen. Praise God. Wait, wait, wait. Don't go nowhere. I have a song for you. Praise God. I will see you on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Be prompt. Amen. God has a word for us. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Pick up thy bed and walk. Praise God. God bless you. Amen.
And all of us have to go through three stages, for it's all to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing me. feel a beating in the spirit. Oh yeah, I feel a pressing in the spirit. Preparing me for greater.
Rushing in the spirit, preparing me.